what is it now? Thursday morning already. We've had a bit of Groundhog Day going back-to-back days for Sam Shovel, Private Eye, tailor-made for murder. So anyhow, good morning to Jason Cans.
Good morning.
Well, I didn't mean to pressure you to go to the event last night, but went there for another evening. So another good turnout and another helpful boost to Teamwork Africa. So
good.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear that.
Otherwise, how's it going today?
So far, so good. Mm-hmm. I got up at 4 o'clock again. So I've had a string of a few where I've been getting up much earlier than normal.
But uh-huh.
That just seems to be the way of things for me.
I am struggling a bit this morning, and I just, in the name of honesty, maybe we'll play that song, Honesty, from Jason Gray, but it's just like, not just the grandiose things on the global internet, but just like, there can be a drip of trouble or challenges in one's life that can happen relational or otherwise. In fact, the latest thing we're facing is man versus house, where we've got these carbon monoxide smoke detectors that were put in. They're wired in the basement. And even with new batteries, about 3 a.m, they started beeping again. And one of them started beeping. And it's just this, and it just sort of is a collection. What I'm facing this morning, coming to the microphone, trying to be honest with my friend Jason, is just like, there comes, and I'm like, this is kind of, you know, stuff like in the past. That's why I became a Larry Crabb fan. I need the Bible, but I needed like another voice that helped me comprehend a world that I just do not understand. So that's how I am.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Of course, the rational question or the immediate question that comes to mind for me is, do you actually have carbon monoxide issues?
Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, that's a good thought. It seems to be, because two of the detectors, we put the batteries in and the light lit, and one of them, even when you put a new battery in, it still didn't. And then it doesn't beep right away. Huh. It waits until the middle of the night to beep. So,
of course. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. It's, hey, you're sleeping so nicely in your bed. How is it that you might want to get up on this cold morning and find out what's beeping?
It's like noise terrorism. So. But, you know, that's not, I mean, that's not the only thing, and that is kind of lighthearted, but, I mean, it is just, like, you know what I mean? I mean, there's this thing, my song to the Lord this morning is I was singing to him in the kitchen, making breakfast, singing a repetitive song, which is, I do not understand. And maybe that's where, you know, Mabel Louise, our 99-year-old owner, says it comes down to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'm going to play Dion DiMucci's Trust in the Lord, because it's trust in the Lord with all your heart. And you're about wholeheartedness.
Yeah.
Lean not on your own understanding, and I don't have any to lean on. In all your ways, trust in him, and he'll make your path straight. But so, yeah, I mean, Jesus says in John 15, and you wrote a book on it, Notes from the Upper Room, like, he says, if you abide in me, and, you know, he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So there you go.
Right, right. And I think to be able to set those frustrations back on that and say, okay, this doesn't make any sense to me right now.
Yeah.
You know, and because if I try to figure it all out, often I lead to more frustration.
But we do have that idea, right? I mean, we have the kind of, that's what I, again, we're huge Larry Crabb fans. I mean, Jesus is number one. But I mean, just Larry Crabb, and you referenced him, just Larry. And I'm like, well, if people are joining us, that's who we're talking about. But I mean, it's just, and he's gone to be with the Lord more than a year ago. But just so many of his books, you know, When God's Ways Don't Make Sense, Inside Out, so many of them, Shattered Dreams, he was so honest about life and about his life. And it's like, that's what I want to be. And when you do, and you start to, it's confusing. It's really confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're people who like answers, and a lot of times we don't have them.
Yeah.
And what do we do when we're sitting in the mystery and the confusion and the suffering?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
And that's why one of my favorite lines from Inside, and we're coming up on, can you believe now, 3 years since we both went to Houston for the Living in the Larger Story conference?
That's crazy that it's that long ago.
It just goes so fast.
It does, yeah.
But
yeah. And that was all pre-COVID.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? I know, but Just the idea of, I get confused sometimes. Was the Snowmageddon in February of 2019 and then COVID, you know, I remember things really kind of closed down in March of, St. Patrick's Day of 2020, but okay.
Yep.
So it's been 3 years since that major snow month, the record snow month.
Right. Yes.
All right, so we're not going to get to Colossians, but this is the line I love, one of the many from Inside Out, if real change is possible, if you begin from the inside out, where I go back to it. And Crabbe's, you know, the three that remain, the end of 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and love, and that the soil for faith is confusion, the soil for hope is disappointment, and the soil for love is conviction over our own sin. That encourages me because I'm like, okay, I got plenty of confusion and disappointment and probably conviction. And so that's, but
yeah,
I just, nobody else says that.
Right. Yeah. We need voices like that. He had a strong prophetic voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be reminded of that for sure.
And his favorite prophet was Jeremiah.
Right. The weeping prophet.
I know it.
Yeah. That never made sense to me, but I think the more life I live, the more it makes sense.
He identified with, well, I think was he felt this call, like tell things that are not going to necessarily be popular, but if they're true,
right,
speak them. So, all right.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Jason.
Talk to you tomorrow.
You didn't know what you were in store for this morning, did you?
I didn't. No, I never know what I'm in store for. Sometimes you'll give me like a 15-second head start.
I thought about calling you at 5:30 to let you know the torrent that was within me, but there you go. All right.
Yeah, no, that's good. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you to Dwayne, who says, may the peace of God fill your heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Multiple exclamation points. And amen. And he said, he preceded that by saying, thank you for being so honest, Mark. You're still human. Yeah, Chris Cruzy, human. We got to play that this morning. And Dwayne says, he's got it. And he says, this is the day he has made. We will rejoice. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Thank you, Dwayne. You're right. I think I need a triple decker of Brennan Manning, though, this morning. Whenever I do that, I think of the late Spider, right? Mike Stibor, who, after I did that one morning, one rare morning, he called, may have been tears in his eyes, and he was just like, so grateful for that. So I need it today. Are you ready to let God love you or what?
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are?
Now, maybe we hear that the first time and we're like, yeah, I wish that was the case, but that seems too good to be true. But Brennan?
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are and not as you should be?
Well, Brennan, I mean, I want to believe that. You wrote about it in Ragamuffin Gospel, Embracing God's Unconditional Love.
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are? Should be
kind of like Jesus to Peter. He's like, ask him the questions three times. A birthday that I didn't air, it's been on my mind since I was up at 3 this morning, but my niece April turning 35 today.
1, 2, 3, 4
happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
And here's the thing. Yes, I gave her age, but I mean, she's in suburban Milwaukee. And I didn't have kids. I wasn't a dad until Evelyn was born March 17th of 2000. So for those 13 years before that, April was the closest thing I had to a daughter. I've got two sisters younger. And so anyhow, very special to me. Not as close in recent years as we were, but I'm sure over the years I talked about her a lot here if you're a long-time listener to WIB. So anyhow, And she went on a mission trip to Mexico with my wife and I and some folks, former sales manager Greg Smith, his daughter Leanne, helped lead that trip, actually, back in 2000, actually, as well. So happy birthday, April. Hope it's your best birthday yet. Old enough to run for president. We'll look for that campaign. We could use it.
This is a stunt that made both of us just kind of sit back in our chairs and say, how in the world is anyone going to pull this off? And you mentioned the Walendas and some of the crazy things that they've done on high wires and such. This is just a whole nother level of insane. I don't know, but they must be skilled enough to try it. Here's the headline. Pilot cousins to attempt first plane swap in midair.
Right. When I saw that, I'm like, does it mean what I think it means? And it apparently does. All eyes will be up to the skies above California in 3 days on Sunday as a couple of cousins dare to accomplish a never-before-seen air stunt. Luke Akins and Andy Farrington, longtime pilots, skydivers, and members of the Red Bull Air Force Aviation crew, are going to attempt, yes, the first plane swap. Now, what does that mean?
Well, so again, and they're cousins, so they know each other pretty well, so apparently they've got a lot of trust. They will fly their planes close together, then put them into a simultaneous nosedive and skydive out of the planes into each other's aircraft before making, presumably, hopefully, Lord willing, a safe landing. So you're going to intentionally put in a nosedive, and I've seen some of these pilots. Incredible what they can do.
Yeah.
But you're going to put in a nose drive, then you're going to exit the plane and skydive, and you're going to, I assume, do that without a chute because you're going to have to fall fast enough to get into the other person's plane and also not collide in midair. Now, granted, I assume they have parachutes that they can pull the ripcord if something bad happens, but what about the planes? I don't know that I'd want to watch this from the ground.
I know. They're going to take off in their own Cessna 182 single-seat aircrafts and fly to 14,000 feet and then pitch their planes into synchronized nosedives, stop the engine, use a custom air brake that'll hold the planes in a controlled descent as they exit their own aircraft.
Okay.
Wow. They will free-fly skydive. Yes, it's called free-fly skydive. Yeah, that says to me no parachute. Toward each other's planes, catch up to the aircrafts, enter the cockpits, disengage the air brake systems, restart the engines, and take control of the planes.
That's a lot of elements to not go wrong.
This is a one-time-only deal, right? I mean, you get this wrong, so long.
I don't have Hulu, but the stunt will be live-streamed on Hulu Sunday at 6 o'clock Central. I'm kind of tempted to get it like a trial or something just to see. But I don't want to see anybody get hurt. And again, they must know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But just describing it. Wow, I am not an adrenaline junkie at all. I like my feet firmly planted on the ground unless I'm flying someplace warm.
So I've got two songs. I don't know which to go first. Seventh Time Down, Trust, or Colton Dixon, Made to Fly.
I guess these cousins were made to fly, even exiting their planes in midair to do so.
We'll start with Trust on WIB.
There are bird watchers and there are flower smellers, and perhaps you want to take a road trip to the great state of Michigan to sniff this flower. A rare, rare flower known for emitting a foul smell is blooming for the first time in years at a college in Michigan. It's called the corpse flower. It's so named after its unique odor, which has been compared to that of decomposing flesh.
It's quite pungent.
Indeed it is. Grand Valley State University said the flower bloomed for the first time in 7 years Monday in a second floor greenhouse. Coincidentally, their enrollments have been up for the last 7 years.
Wow. I think I'd stay away. I don't think I'd cross the street. I mean, you know, it's newsworthy. It's noteworthy. And maybe you'd want to go to see how bad it is, right?
I mean, and there are certain things, too, where, again, certain foods like the Birdie Bot's Every Flavor Beans, too, where you know you might get a nasty flavor of jelly bean, but you try it just for the thrill, I guess. The flower, the corpse flower, can take up to a decade, 10 years to bloom, and can grow up to 12 feet tall. This seems like the stuff horror movies are made out of.
Wow.
The greenhouse is open to the public so residents can catch a glimpse and a whiff of the corpse flower.
You know, you hear about this from time to time.
Typically, I don't smell decomposing flesh unless I forgot to check the mouse traps for a while. I don't know that I would road trip to Michigan or even go anywhere near this college campus just to sniff this. But if that's you, if you want to see a 12-foot flower that smells like a cadaver that's been left out in the sun,
Sorry if you're eating oatmeal right now.
That's Caleb, by the way. Not me, everybody. So only one Christian artist, when I type into our thousands and thousands of songs, one Christian artist has smell or a form of smell in his title.
Chris Rice.
Yeah, and not one, but two, right? He's got Smell and Coffee and Smell the Color 9.
So. Either of those have to smell better than the corpse flower.
I think so.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Who doesn't love a good banana?
Work all night on a
banana boat song, Harold Belafonte.
So even my four-year-old usually will have at least half a banana early in the morning because she's up before everyone else. And she's ready to go trying to get her to eat at least something healthy. But the perpetual problem with bananas is what? They turn brown, spotted, and speckled like the sheep and goats that Jacob kept for Laban. And you say, I don't, and especially if you have kids, I don't really want to eat them in that state, even if they're perfectly fine. The kids turn up their noses at them.
Then they end up in the freezer for banana bread.
Indeed. So again, turning something that doesn't seem so good into something delicious. But if you're trying to keep your bananas from turning brown so fast, first, just a little bit of education. This is from Woman's World, of which I am a subscriber.
Come on.
Actually, I just got an email because I was trying to win something. But I found this article very fascinating. So first, just a little education. Certain fruits, avocados, blueberries, and apples, along with bananas, emit ethylene gas as they ripen. Now, this gas comes from a natural plant hormone inside the fruit, similar to hormones inside the human body. The job is to regulate the fruit's development and growth. When a banana is ready to ripen, its ethylene production surges, causing it to turn from green to brown really fast, right? The trick to keeping your bananas from going bad overnight is to manipulate the timing of this naturally occurring process, and here's how you do that.
Okay.
Cavo, best way to store your bananas? Hang them. Storing them in this way not only prevents bruising, but keeps them separate from other fruits whose own ethylene emissions could cause the bananas to ripen too quickly. So again, trying to keep them set apart and separate, hang them. Also, keep the stems wrapped. This is because most of the ethylene gas from a banana is expelled through the stems. Wrapping the stems of the banana slows down the ethylene gas production, so the fruit ripens more gradually. Then, of course, you can freeze the bananas frozen in chunks for smoothies, etc. And the final tip for keeping your bananas from going brown so quickly, if you plan on eating them sooner rather than later, pop them in the fridge. Like wrapping the stems, doing this will slow down the ripening process via the cooler temperatures.
Huh.
We're just constantly learning. It's good to be a constant learner, and this is how you keep your bananas from going brown quite so fast.
Or the other way is just eat them.
That works, too. Good source of potassium.
I think Michael had like three pieces of fruit part of his dinner last night, too.
Oh, boy.
You never know. Hungry after track, you know.
45 degrees outside at our WWIB studios right now, and I know, especially this April, I'm one of them who's been griping a little bit about this weather, and we've got a rainy forecast coming
up. You're not alone.
Yeah, but at least we don't have any
snow.
Yeah.
Context is important here, and so as we're saying, man, I don't love what the weather's doing here in Wisconsin, at least we're not Minot, North Dakota. They just set a record for snowfall.
This is crazy.
In a week. In April, Minot, which is located between the U.S. and Canada border and North Dakota's capital, saw 4 feet of snow in 1 week.
That's
crazy.
The
first storm on April 12th brought in 36 inches, while another storm on Easter Sunday, we talk about, oh, yeah, Easter Sunday, the kids are outside and it was cold. They got another foot of snow on Easter. An April snowfall record for Minot, North Dakota, smashing the previous one set in 2013 by almost 22 inches. 4 feet of snow in 1 week.
Nasty. No, I've been very grateful that in March, right? I mean, a lot of times you get that March snowstorm somewhere with the boys or girls basketball tournament into April. And so far, here we are, April 21st.
So again, we preface our forecast by giving you that perspective.
Thank you. All right, real quick. Tomorrow is Earth Day. And if you want to do something to help the Earth, maybe shut down your game console between plays. Yes, gamers, according to a study, almost 70% of the overall power draw of the world's consoles comes while the machines are sitting idle.
Wow.
Financially, that translates into $1 billion in wasted power each year.
And some of the parents are like, wow, if we unplugged them while they're idle, maybe we could just leave them idle for longer periods of time.
Yeah, they can be quite time-consuming. Meanwhile, hearing from a listener this morning.
Yeah, Caleb, I just wanted to thank you for giving me the idea about wrapping the things so now my bananas will last for a week and a half instead of overnight. So I just wanted to say thank you. You guys just keep up the good work.
Well, don't thank me, Dwayne. Thank Woman's World.
He doesn't need to subscribe because you'll let him know.
We do it for you.
Any of the good tips.
Everybody loves a good festival. Everybody loves a good summer event or spring event where you toss stuff. Could be watermelon rinds or bean
cow
bags.
Chips.
Yeah, all sorts. But even those cow chip contests have nothing on this one as we go way down south to the state line of Florida and Alabama for the Interstate Mullet Toss.
Mm.
It's this weekend, April 22nd and 24th. Road trip, Alvo?
I guess, yeah.
Well, what started as just a reason to party, have some fun, has become one of the biggest events on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, that's right. Those who participate in the mullet toss will throw a dead mullet over the state line of Florida and Alabama to see who gets the farthest.
And I just feel like, you know what, all the wives are probably, you know what, I'm all for this because that means
you
that they have
off.
To get rid of the mullets.
There you go.
Hotel bookings are done months, if not years, in advance for this event. Again, the Interstate Mullet Toss on the state line of Florida and Alabama.
This is really popular.
I never knew about this. I've just been sheltered.
Kids and celebrity categories. To toss a mullet is $15, but you do also get the T-shirt.
All right. Hey, Scott from church, I'm calling you out, buddy. Your mullet looks fantastic, but if you are thinking it's time to let it go, this weekend, Florida and Alabama.
There you go.
That's where you go.
This could be the time.
Enjoy the fun.